You Daughters of Freedom, the Australians who won the vote and inspired the world. Written and read by Claire Wright. Lily Tardant was an intrepid girl. At 11 years of age, she convinced her father to let her accompany him on his last hike of the year. Mr. H. A. Tardant and his friend Mr. J. E. Vance, both members of the Biggenden Alpine Club, were planning a climb to the top of Biggenden Bluff, 3,000 feet above sea level and overlooking the rich plains of Queensland's North Burnett. The climb was a 5-hour round trip up a steep winding goat track, arduous for adults and certainly grueling for a child. But Lily had her mind set. The party reached the top by evening and, as the Queenslander reported, there they saw the setting sun of the 19th century. But Lily, her father and Mr. Vance had not made this trek to watch the orange and crimson bruise of the sunset. After dark, they were to spend the night on top of the mountain, they lit a huge bonfire and hoisted to the top of an improvised cairn the Australian federal flag. Next to it, Mr. Tardant raised the flag of the Swiss Republic, his mother country by birth. According to Lily's dad, these were the two freest and happiest flags in the world. The party woke as the sun, like a huge ball of melting gold, emerged from the billows of the Pacific Ocean and shed the first rays of its glory on the friendly flags of the oldest and the youngest confederation in the world. This was no ordinary day and no ordinary sunrise. This was a sunrise for poets, a sunrise for patriots. Today was Tuesday, the 1st of January, 1901, and little Lily Tardant was later credited with the honour of being the Australian who has first seen the rising sun of the Australian Commonwealth and of the 20th century. It fell to New South Wales, the mother colony, to host the official celebrations for the eventful trinity of the birth of a year, a century, and also a nation. From New Year's Day, there would be a whole week of rejoicing, with processions, pageants, illuminations, milestone events, and a great deal of bunting. There would also be the swearing-in ceremony of the first Governor-General, Lord Hopetoun. The crowning and final act of half a century of political evolution and of national aspiration played out before tens of thousands of people in the sweltering January heat. Elsewhere across the new nation, everywhere across it, in fact, Australia's 5 million citizens came together to witness what one enthusiast called one of the most momentous events in human history. In his letter to the editor of the Sydney Morning Herald, New South Wales Member of Parliament E.W. O'Sullivan explained that the Commonwealth of Australia was destined to be the greatest power in the southern world, the leader of liberty and progress, and the creator of a state of civilization that all the world will be glad to follow.